life be used by the Lord.
在线上，现场弟兄姊妹平安。
And peace to every brothers and sisters here and online.
上个月母亲节刚过，在这里补上一个母亲节快乐。
And the Mother's Day just passed last month, and I still want to say Happy Mother's Day.
下周就是父亲节，在这里提前一周问候弟兄们父亲节快乐。
And next week, the Father's Day is coming, so I want to say in advance, happy to every fathers.
提到了父亲和母亲，在座的弟兄姊妹，我想我们都有这样的经历。
As for fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters all have this kind of experience.
有的可能正在经历这样的过程。
Some are experiencing it right now.
那就是我们身在美国的儿女，在国内还有我们的父。
For example, like we are here as children and our parents are back in China. Actually, they've been aged. And their health is in problem. And maybe that's the last phase of their lives.
这父母有一个盼望。
And the parents have a hope.
就是在他们离世之前，要见一下在美国的儿女。
And that before they leave this world, they want to see their sons and daughters in U.S.
他们愿意借着这最后一段的陪伴，跟我们讲话。
And they want to speak through the last companion.
也有的可能会提一点要求。
And sometimes. They will have some request.
通常我们在美国的儿女们要做的，通常就是放下手中的一切。
And usually for us who are in U.S., we will put off whatever occupy our hands.
一定要回去见父母最后一面。
And we must go back to see them for the last time.
愿意听他们最后的话语。
To listen to the last words.
也为父母做最后的一点事。
And fulfill some last duty for them.
当我们看到这样的弟兄姊妹，我们不禁会说，这个弟兄姊妹真爱自己的父母。
When we see this kind of brothers and sisters, we'll say that they truly love their parents.
但是我们很少想的是，这些父母在我们还背叛、背逆的时候，还在幼小的时候，他们付出了多少的爱。
But we haven't thought enough that how much love they poured on us when we're still young and still rebellious.
我们做儿女的在最后这个时刻付出的这点孝心，付出的这点爱，根本没有办法跟我们的父母的爱相比。
And the love we poured at the last moment of their lives is not comparable to the love that parents poured on us.
这正是。 不配弟兄，我今天要和弟兄姊妹分享的一个题目。
Even though I'm not worthy, but I'm willing to share this subject to brothers and sisters.
借着玛利亚献上这一瓶真拿达的香膏。
And through Mary to offer to present this true nard precious perfume.
我们看到主耶稣基督他是如何的爱我们。
We see that how Jesus loved us.
而玛利亚她所做的是，她如何的回应神的爱。
And what Mary did was to respond to God's love.
而她的这种回应，正是我们作为神儿女应当去行的。
And this response was due for every brothers and sisters, the children of God, that we should do.
我们在神的话语面前，我们先有一个祷告。Let
us have a prayer in God's.
主，我们感谢你，主。Lord,
we thank you.
今天你要把玛利亚献着真拿达香膏的这个话语要赐给我们。And
today you will give us the word that Mary presents the true nard perfume.
主，你让我们首先要看到是主耶稣基督，你为了救赎我们的罪，你是把自己完全的献上。
And put this picture before us that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us.
玛利亚所做的也是我们要去做的，只是对神大爱的一种回应。
And what Mary did was to respond to God's great love, and so we should do the same.
我们做的有限，
What we can do is so limited.
但是主，你却喜悦我们像玛利亚一样 所做的。
But Lord, you're pleased to see what we do, and what Jesus did.
主啊，求圣灵带领我们，感动我们。
May Holy Spirit lead us and move us.
让我们真是更多的去做，去跟随神，让我们的心更加的向往你。
So that we can walk and follow God.
这样的感恩祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
And we pray and give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主。这个经文刚才弟兄带我们读的是马可福音，十四章的三到九节。
We just read Mark 14, 3 to 9.
那为了补充这个内容更加的丰富呢，我把这个约翰福音十二章二到八节的内容也放到了把一些放在了这里。
And for comparison, I also put John chapter 12, verse 2 to 7 there.
那前面这一部分就不读了，后边呢这一段我再跟大家一起的来读一下。
And we'll read some part of it.
约翰福音十二章第二节说，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中，玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。加略人犹大说，他说这话乃因他是个贼。耶稣说，由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的。
So we'll read part of it. And the Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at the table. And Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. And Judah said, why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? And he said that because, not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. And Jesus said, leave her alone so that she may keep it for the day of my burial.
感谢主。这两处的经文合在一起给了我们一个比较完整的一个图画。
And when we compare these two places, it will give us a full picture.
我们先看到坐席的都有谁。
And who's on the feast?
有我们的主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus.
有一些门徒。
And his disciples,
有玛利亚，
and Mary,
还有刚刚复活的拉撒路，
and the Lazarus who Jesus just raised.
当然还有犹大，
and also Judah.
我们再看一下这些对这一段这个回应，我们先看一下人的有声的回应。
And let's hear the responses from men with their voice.
刚才弟兄带我们读了犹大他讲的话。
We just read what Judah said.
犹大他说话的心里所想，他是贪婪，贪图钱财。
And we know that there's covetousness in Judah.
所以他是一个贪婪的贼。
He's a thief.
我们也在这个前面这个马可福音里边，我们也看到有几位门徒也在讲了同样的话。
And we just read from Mark that not only Judah but also some other disciples, they said the same thing.
他们心里也带着一些愤怒，或者说遗憾，或者是懊恼。
There could be also some anger and regret in their hearts.
这么贵的一瓶香膏，有一斤重，在玉瓶里装的，一下子就摔碎了。
And such expensive ointment in this flask and now broken.And poured out.
这是他们的回应，而我们看主耶稣他的回应。
And let's see how Jesus responded.
他说玛利亚做的是一件美事。
And Jesus said that she has done a beautiful thing to me.
我们都知道，我们愿意活出做的事，让神说我们做的是美事。
And we all know that we want whatever we do that can be commanded by the Lord, that it is a beautiful thing.
玛利亚刚刚做的，在贪财的和觉着浪费的这些门徒的眼中，是一件做了一件不好的事。
And what Mary did in the eyes of Judah and some other disciples, that it's not a beautiful thing.
而主耶稣确认这是一件美事。
But Jesus confirmed that it was a beautiful thing.
并且托付门徒在以后要传讲福音的时候要讲这件事。
And Jesus commanded that wherever the gospel will be spread, and this should be mentioned.
要纪念他。
For the to remember.
我们读到这会想到，原来玛利亚做了一件事，神要奖励他，所以在传福音的时候也要提到他做的这件事。
We may think that because of what Mary did, that here's a reward for her to mention her name.
我们一会儿下面看的时候，耶稣的本意不是如此，而是在讲玛利亚与神的这种关系。对神的这个心意是福音所必须的。
And later, we'll see that actually that's the reality is not so. What Jesus said is that the relationship between Mary and the Lord is the essence of the gospel when we share it.
今天我们要思想玛利亚，她献上了她唯一的一瓶珍贵的香膏。
And we just read that Mary just presented her only flask of ointment.
而在座的你和我，我们都有那一瓶的香膏，我们如何处理这一瓶的香膏？
And each one of us here, we all have our own bottle of this ointment.
我们从玛利亚她所行，她的心，我们来反省我们自己，我们所行，我们的心。
And from what Mary just did, and we can see her heart, and now backward we'll examine our own hearts.
所以今天的两个题目，从玛利亚献香膏这件叙事，我们看到它是从珍贵的拥有到宝贵的奉献。
And that from the Mary presenting her ointment, that we can see from the cherished possession to precious sacrifice.
这种珍贵的拥有属世。
And this possession belongs to this world.
而宝贵的奉献是神喜悦的。
But the precious sacrifice belongs to God and pleasing in the eyes of the Lord.
那给我们的思想是什么？就是第二个题目出来，把我那瓶那达香膏，我们是不是也像玛利亚一样奉献给主？
And after that, we'll share that to sacrifice my own bottle of perfume to the Lord.
在说我们之前，我们看一下玛利亚她所做的。
And let us first see what Mary did.
从她献上香膏，她这件事，我们看到她所盼望的是什么。
And from her action of offering, we can see what is her hope.
那是福音。
That's the gospel.
刚刚我们都非常熟悉马大与玛利亚的故事。
We are very familiar with the story of Martha and Mary.
那是在路加福音十章四十二节，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
It was recorded in Luke chapter 10 verse 42, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.
这是主耶稣的话。
That's a word of Jesus.
那个场景大家都非常的熟悉，主耶稣在家中，一个马大在厨房忙，玛利亚坐在主耶稣的脚边，在听他的教导。
And we are all very familiar with that scene. That's in this house, Martha was busy serving, and Mary was at the feet of Jesus.
而马大回来有心烦乱，他说了一些。抱怨的话。
And Martha was so busy that her heart was troubled, and she somewhat complained.
刚才我们在读经文里边，主耶稣说，
And we just read that Jesus said that you often, it's convenient for you to have the poor, but you don't always have the opportunity to have me.
玛利亚选择了听耶稣基督的福音，她也是这样想。
The choice of Mary was to listen to Jesus.
服侍在厨房忙碌的机会我有，但是主耶稣基督在我家中给我讲话，这样的机会不多。
We still have the opportunity to serve in the kitchen, but the opportunity that Jesus literally in the house and speaking to me, I don't always have this opportunity.
这是为什么主耶稣说他把他是这个上好的福分不能夺去。
And that's why Jesus said that, but there's one thing necessary.
就是听主耶稣口中的福音和神的同在。
And this good portion, which will not be taken away, was the presence of Jesus and listen to him.
在这个宴席当中还有一位不没讲话的人。
There's another person who didn't speak on this feast.
他既然不讲话，为什么要把他放在这里？
Well, I mentioned him if he didn't even speak.
拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。
And we read that in John chapter 12 that Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at table.
拉撒路复活的故事我们都非常的熟悉。
We're also very familiar with Lazarus raised by the Lord from death.
这也是玛利亚刚刚所见证、所经历的这么一个复活的这么一个神迹。
That's also what Mary just experienced.
虽然拉撒路没有讲话，但是他的存在、他的在这个宴席中的出现，那本身就是一个复活的见证。
And even though Lazarus did not speak at all, but his presence on this feast itself was a resurrection testimony.
那这个宴席是一个主耶稣基督快马上就要上十字架之前的一个宴席。
This feast was almost right before Jesus being crucified on the cross.
玛利亚之所以能够这么去把香膏的献上，她借着这个宴席，她看到了神要预表的在末世的那个宴席。
And Mary can present her precious perfume because she sensed that this feast will be a symbol of the big feast at the end of the world.
因为主耶稣在这个马可福音十三章讲到了他将降云再来的驾云再来的这么一个这个在讲到了他的再来。
Yeah, because in Mark chapter 13, Jesus spoke of he will descend in the cloud.
在启示录十九章七节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。
And in Revelation chapter 19 verse 7, let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. That these are the true words of God, that blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
所以这个宴席呢，玛利亚她见证了复活，她也神也借着福音预表给他，预言给他这未来的婚宴。
And through this feast that Mary witnessed the resurrection and also get the type for the future feast of the marriage.
而这个婚宴不只是给玛利亚预备，也是给所有神的儿女要进神国度的子民的预备。
And this feast was not just prepared for Mary, but for all the children of God to enter his kingdom.
是我们的主耶稣基督为我们在座的每一个得救的、被他拣选的人所预备的。
And that's what our Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for every one of us who has been elected to enter his kingdom.
主耶稣基督他放下了 天上的荣耀道成肉身为的是就是为救赎我们。
And our Lord Jesus Christ put down his glory on heaven and come to this world is for our salvation.
他把自己完全的献上。
He offered himself completely.
在十字架上他以献上了活祭完成就了这个救赎。
He offered the sacrifice on the cross and accomplished this redemption.
他用自己为我们预备了他再来时的婚宴。
And he himself prepared this marriage feast on his second coming.
当我们想到这些的时候，我们不仅会想到当神与亚伯拉罕立约的时候给了诸多的丰盛的祝福。
And think of this, it reminds us when Jehovah gave the covenant to Abraham, there were so many blessings and promise.
他对他的儿女们的要求只有一个，你们要守约。
And there's only requirement to the children of God that you need to abide this covenant.
玛利亚所做的让我们看到了就是要守这个盟约。
And what Mary showed here is to obey this covenant.
我们说她献上这珍贵的香膏，她爱主耶稣基督。
She presented this precious ointment, showing her love to Jesus.
但是我们想到的是，她爱主是因为我们的主耶稣基督先爱了她，先爱了我们。
But we know that she loved the Lord becauseThe Lord loved her first, and the Lord loved us first too.
我们之所以能说我们爱主，是因为我们的神先爱了我们。
We can say we love the Lord because He loved us first.
玛利亚她这时候她想的是一个宝贵。
And what Mary was thinking of this treasure?
拥有一斤的真纳达的香膏。在那个时候是一笔财富。
It's a great treasure at that time to own £1 of this precious nard.
所以原文用了一个字，极贵、至贵，是一个词。
And in the original text, there's a word for this extremely precious.
在俗世当中，它是有很高的价值。
There's extremely high market value on this world.
一个人一年的工那叫薪水。
It's about one year's worth of salary.
那这是很大的一笔财富。
That's quite a fortune.
并且它的用途更珍贵，就是当他在结婚的时候，他会带着这瓶香膏在婚礼当中用。
And the preciousness is not just coming from the market value, it's from the purpose that usually the preparation was.For this ointment is to be used on the marriage festival.
所以这瓶香膏不但珍贵，并且也是为了那个极很宝贵的时刻。
So it's not just precious because of its value, but because of the moment that it's prepared for.
它属世的价值不需要再多说。
We don't have to mention more on the market value.
但是他做的让这几位门徒也大吃一惊。他不但说倒出来涂抹，而是说。他把这个玉瓶干脆的就打碎。
And what Mary did surprised the disciples so much because not only the ointment was poured out, the flask was broken.
打碎的意思，那就是完全，他不留一丁点。
And to break the flask means that there's no reservation.
因耶稣基督的舍己，为了救赎，他的福音。让玛利亚觉着她应当如此行。
And because our Lord Jesus Christ denied himself and come for our salvation, and that's how Mary responded to him.
因为她经历了神的同在。
Because Mary experienced the presence of the God.
那正是她敬拜神、服侍神的目的。
That is the purpose of her worship and service.
这也正是我们今天要服侍主、敬拜主的目的。
And that's also our purpose to worship and serve the Lord today.
因为在服侍敬拜中，我们在经历神的同在。
Because we experience the presence of the Lord in this worship and this service.
他打碎玉瓶，也是说这个玛利亚，她是尽心的在敬拜。
And Mary broke this flask. Is her worship with all her heart?
那她这个尽心，我们看到打碎玉瓶。我们在约翰福音里边，我们看到她匍匐在主的脚前，用头发来擦她的脚。
In the Gospel of John, we read that Mary bowed down before Jesus and wiped. His hair with her hair. Well, I wiped her his feet with her hair.
她做这些呢，她也是非常的珍惜这个机会。
And Mary did this because she cherished this very moment.
因为耶稣已经说，在不久他要上十字架。
Because Jesus has said that not so long after that he will be on the cross.
他要被钉死。他要被埋葬，他要复活，他要再来。
He will be crucified and he will be buried and he will come back no long after.
玛利亚她宝贵的不是这一瓶香膏。
What Mary cherished was not this flask of ointment.
而是把这一瓶至贵的香膏用在了最宝贵的目的上。
But what she really did was to use this ointment on the most precious purpose.
因为主耶稣基督是最宝贵的。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is the most precious.
我们想到了一个向神献祭物的一个例子，那就是在创世纪第四节的该隐。
And we can think of an example of offering to God, that's in the Genesis chapter 4, when Cain brought the sacrifice to God.
他随随便便地从地里拿了一些农产。
He presented the offering, that's the fruit from the ground.
他没有带着那种敬畏的心去精心地挑选。
He did not brought his heart that's fearing the Lord.
而是随意地抓取了几个，那我既然要献，我也献了。
He just presented the produce, what's produced from the ground.
神不喜悦。
And that's not pleasing to God.
我们好不好思想一下我们自己对神所做的。
Let us think about what we did to God.
我们神主耶稣上十字架前，这是玛利亚为他献香膏的唯一的机会。
And that's right before Jesus came to the cross, and that's the last opportunity for Mary to offer this ointment.
与这个珍贵的机会相比，那神在恩典中给了我们很多的机会。
And comparing with one at a time, precious opportunity, actually, God gave us lots of opportunities.
有一件事我不得不讲。
I have to mention one thing.
我们每月都有一个薄饼的聚会。
We have the Lord's table each month.
我们借着这个薄饼的聚会，我们来享受神的同在。
And we can come here to enjoy the presence of the Lord.
我们在纪念主耶稣为我们，他身体为我们裂开，宝血为我们留下。
We come to remember our Lord who broke his body and shed his blood.
他的宝血要洁净我们的罪。
His precious blood will cleanse our sins.
他掰开的身体要救我们进到神的国度。
The broken body will save us into his kingdom.
如果这个时候我们想到我们的父母在最后机会不多的时候要求我们要去和他见一面，我们不会拒绝。
And even on earth, when we think about our parents, for the last moment of the joining them, we will not reject.
更何况，救我们的主，为我们献上一切的主，他把饼杯赐给我们。
Not to how it's comparable to the Lord who sacrificed all himself and to save us.
我们怎能有理由不来领这个饼杯？
How we can have an excuse that not to come to receive this bread and the wine?
经常的时候，我们看到第一堂的饼杯的时候，人数是那么的少。
And not uncommon that we don't see a good many people come.
我们主，我们的主，他心很痛。
And it hurts the heart of our Lord.
他教导我们要来与他同在，来领这个饼杯。
He taught us and commanded us to come to receive this bread and the cup.
求圣灵帮助我们，真是看重这个圣礼。
May Holy Spirit help us so that we can cherish this opportunity.
神知道我们工作一周真的是很忙。
The Lord knows that we've been so busy for the entire week.
但是与我们的疲劳，与我们在九点半的时候要做的事相比，神他借着饼杯要给我们更宝贵的祝福。
But comparing with our own tiredness and comparing with our other plans, that what the Lord prepared for us are more precious.
玛利亚选择了最宝贵的。
And Mary has chosen the most precious.
神也希望我们能够选择最宝贵的。
And God also hope us will choose the most precious.
我们也看玛利亚，她的献上还有一个，她的奉献是完全的。
And we can also see that the Mary of his offering was the complete.
她不但把那一瓶香膏打碎。
Not only she broke this flask.
她没有转身而去。
She didn't walk away.
而是继续在享受，在那里敬拜神。
But remains enjoy the presence of the Lord.
她伏伏在主耶稣的脚前，用头发为他擦脚。
She bowed down before the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair.
我们都知道，那头发是女人的荣耀。
We know that hair is the glory of women.
她用她最宝贵的，她打碎了最宝贵的拥有，用她身上最宝贵的为主耶稣来擦拭脚。
And her most precious possession was broken, and she used the most precious of her body to serve Jesus.
她行动的完全是由于她有一颗完全献上的心。
And the completeness of her action was because she has a heart of the complete offering.
她的心是完全的顺服，完全的敬畏。
It's a complete submission and complete fear.
把荣耀完全的归于神。
And give all the glory to God.
这正是神喜悦的。
That's what's pleasing to the Lord.
这也是我们今天当做的。
This is what we are ought to do today.
把我们一颗完全的心来服侍主，来敬拜我们的神。
And to serve and to worship God wholeheartedly.
我们都知道亚拿尼亚的，在《使徒行传》第五章里的亚拿尼亚的奉献。
We all heard the story of Ananias in Acts chapter 5 about his offering.
当然，那是当时的场景，就是说大家都把变卖的地产要一起的放，全部的都放在一起。
And they all, the disciples, they all sell their possessions and fields and put it to offer it to church.
他如果说他拿来那个交来的，把变卖的财产的钱财拿来的时候，如果他说我留了一部分，好像也能过得去，也说得过去。
It is fine if his choice was to keep a portion and only offer another portion.
可是他欺哄了圣灵，他说这就是我全部的。
But he deceived Holy Spirit and he put a portion and said, "This is all."
他的结果，圣灵所做的，我们都知道。
And we all know that what Holy Spirit did.
那弟兄姊妹，我们在玛利亚完全的这个奉献上，我们想我们自己，不单单是钱财。
And let us think about this through this offering, not just our money.
神要我们有一颗完全的心。
And what God wants is a complete heart.
我们再看一下玛利亚，她所爱的中心。
And look at Mary again. That's her the center of her love.
那就是基督。
That is Christ.
她在这经历了基督的同在。
She experienced the presence of Christ.
她要倾听神的话语。
And she wanted to listen the words of Christ.
她要得着福音，并且见证神的福音。
She wanted to receive and witness the gospel of Christ.
我们在这里再剖析一下犹大，特别是那几位门徒。
And let us look at Judah and the other, several other disciples.
犹大为了他是为了个人的利益，为了钱财，那就不必多述。
And we don't have to, actually we don't have to mention Judah because his purpose was about the money.
这几位门徒的反应，其实我们需要警醒。
But we need to be aware of the reaction from the disciples.
这几位门徒的声音非常的实际。
And they've been very practical.
他们是真心的想把它卖掉的话可以周济穷人。
They sincerely wanted to help the poor.
帮助穷人，周济穷人不是善举吗？
Isn't that a very noble purpose?
那神是喜悦的呀。
And should be pleasing to the Lord.
可是在这个场景下，中心是基督。
But in that very moment, the center of the scene was Christ.
玛利亚所做的正是把基督作为了那个中心，就在那个时刻。
What Mary has done is to put Jesus in the center at that very moment.
所以耶稣说，你们周济穷人的机会还有，但是我在这里的机会并不多。
And that's why Jesus said that you still have many opportunities to help the poor, but you wouldn't have many opportunities that I'll be among you.
主耶稣让传福音的时候纪念玛利亚，也正是有这一点，就是说要抓住神在的机会，与神同在。
And that's why Jesus commanded his disciples to share the story of Mary.While sharing the Gospels is to capture the very opportunity of the presence of God.
这几位门徒所提议的，我就想到我们教会在商量事工的时候，有时候会经历类似的情形。
It reminds me that sometimes in our co-worker meetings, similar items may be mentioned.
不同的方案出来，可能有的很实际，很实用。
And we have a different kind of proposal. Some are more practical.
但是神让我们更加思考的是，我们的事工是不是以基督为中心。
But one aspect that God wants us to think is to ponder on whether this is centered on Christ.
有这么一个教会，曾经有这么一个华人的教会。
There's such a Chinese church.
教会成立了几十年，有了一笔可观的积蓄。
And after a few decades, they have a good saving account.
这笔钱呢，如果放到那里，或者说放在一个 checking account， 甚至说 saving account， 好像还蛮浪费的。
And it could be somewhat wasteful if it's stay in a checking or saving account.
所以有几位带领就最后商量把这个钱去买股票。
And then some leaders finally decided to put this money on the stock market.
很实用。
It's very practical.
但这件事给教会带来了很大的难处。
But this decision brought a great difficulty to the church.
因为把这个本来拿来是属灵的奉献用在了属世的用途。
Because they put this spiritual offering to the earthly purpose.
并且有一位同工用的经文是主人给的钱我们要让它产生更多来作为印证。
And even a leader quoted Jesus' command that as the servant get the money, receive the silver from the master, and the purpose is to produce more.
值得我们很好的反思。
And truly, we need to ponder on this.
玛利亚有一瓶很珍贵的香膏，她献上了。我们可能会问，我们是不是也，我们没有这瓶香膏？
And Mary had this extremely precious ointment, and she offered it all. And now we think, but I don't have such a bottle of the perfume.
神的恩典够我们用，神的供应丰丰富富。
But Lord's provision is abundant. It should be sufficient for us.
我们每一家，每一位我们都有一瓶的纳达香膏。
Each family, each one of us have our own bottle of the ointment.
这个香膏可以是时间，可以是财物。
This ointment can be our time, can be our money.
可以是知识，可以是能力。
Can be our knowledge or our talent.
我们的健康，我们的生活。
Can be our house and our life.
我们的家庭和我们个人要做的计划。
It can be our family or it can be our plans.
这都是神给我们的丰富的供应。
That's all God's provision to us.
那我们如何使用神在恩典中给我们的这一瓶的香膏？
How we utilize this, flask of the ointment.
当我们遇到时间冲突的时候，我们是如何的选择？
What will be our choice under some kind of time conflict?
神非常的恩待我们，他没有让我们二十四小时不睡觉不吃饭，让我们在做什么。
And Lord has been merciful to us that there isn't demand so that we act sleepless for 24 hours.
而是神让我们尽心尽性尽力来服爱我们的神。
But the command from the Lord is to love the love God with our heart and our strength.
神把我们需要的时间已经丰富的给了我们。
And the Lord has given us the time that we need.
但是我们往往在需要敬拜神的时候，我们会遇到一些阻拦，一些冲突。
But many times we have some kind of obstacles when we truly need to worship God or to serve the Lord.
有些是不可解的冲突。
And some are unavoidable.
但是我们是不是有一些说，哦，今天反正我也挺累了，我在家多休息一下，我今天就不去了。我们有没有这样的时候？
Let us think, has there been times that I just feel like, oh, I'm somewhat tired today, maybe I'll just rest more at home.
或者说有一个 schedule, 在开始安排的时候已经占据了那段时间，我可不可以或者把它拒绝，或者重新的安排？
And there's some planning or schedule, let us think whether it's absolutely necessary and if it can be replanned or rejected.
神没有让我们把房子都卖掉，把车子卖掉，把所有的都拿来教会。
And it's God didn't literally command us to sell our house or cars and put everything into church.
而是神他给我们留下了九份，让我们满足，让我们有丰富的供应，只让我们拿出十分之一来奉献。
And what God asks is what we have, and for the only a tenth of what we have.
我们有很多的知识，有科学， 有文学，有天文地理等等。
And we have many knowledges on science or technology, etc.
我们弟兄姊妹当中有很多的恩赐。
And we have so many talents among brothers and sisters.
也包括我自己，我在骄傲地夸夸自己。
If I may boast myself,
有恩赐是神的祝福，关键是你怎样使用这些知识。
And the talents are blessings from the Lord.
玛利亚那瓶香膏很贵。哦，对不起，我打断。玛利亚那瓶香膏非常的贵，它很富裕。
And the flax of ointment that Mary had was very precious.
关键不在于它的拥有，而在于它如何的使用。
But the key point is not the possession, but the utilization.
我们弟兄姊妹的恩赐刚才说一半。我们很多的弟兄姊妹的恩赐用在了服侍神当中，很宝贵。
And many brothers and sisters use their talent for service. That's so precious.
音乐的，有这个会电脑网络的，会医学的，还有会修车的，等等等等。
Music, technology, and medicine, and even repairing cars. We use that for service.
神给我们能力，不但做事。也赐给我们能力去爱神，也爱人如己。
And God gave us this power, and just to love our neighbors as ourselves.
神也给了我们健康。
And God also gave us health.
我们在座的有些年事挺高的。
And there are some senior people among us.
但是能坐在这里一起的敬拜神，已经是神的恩典。
But it's a great grace from the Lord that.They can sit here and worship together with us.
他给我们健康，能坐在这里，也能听见我们一起的来敬拜我们的神。
It's a blessing from the Lord that we have the health to be able to sit here and to worship God and listen to His words.
这就是服侍神的家。
That is to serve the house of God.
我们的生活我们会安排的丰丰富富。
And we will arrange our life to be very abundant.
但是我们的生活中有几份的是神喜悦的生活。
And we'll examine ourselves which portion of it are truly pleasing to the Lord.
家庭是一个避风港，充满了爱。
And we know that a family is a safe hub that's full of love.
我们家里有什么？
Do we have Lord's presence in our house?
或者想神是我们家中的主人吗？
Is God truly the Lord of our house?
去年我们有提议，我们家中一起的孩子们放假回来或者假期当中，家庭一起的或者读经或者敬拜分享或者祷告在一起。
We recommended last year that when our youth coming back from college on summer, that the family can have the Bible study and prayer together.
我们想想我们有没有如此行。
Let us examine, have we truly done so?
如果去年错过了，今年的机会又来了， summer 又到了。
If we missed last summer, and this summer is coming, that's our opportunity.
我们像玛利亚一样，抓住神赐给我们的机会。
Let's capture the opportunity given by the Lord, like Mary.
让我们的计划也更多的拿来服用在追求神、服侍神、爱人上。
Let's plan our life more on serving the Lord and love our neighbor and love the Lord, love God.
弟兄姊妹们，神不是没有给我们香膏，我们都有一瓶那珍贵的香膏。
Brothers and sisters, truly, the Lord has given us our own flax of ointment.
我们愿不愿意把这珍贵的拥有变成宝贵的奉献？
Are we really willing to turn this, possession into precious sacrifice?
我们愿不愿意把我自己的那一瓶拿达香膏献给？为我们献上一切的主耶稣基督我们的神。
Are we willing to present our precious flasks of ointment to the Lord who sacrificed all himself.
如果我们如此行，我们就是在神的约当中。
If we are willing to do so, then we walk in the covenant of God.
我们在神的约中，并不是因为我们有多好，而是神他已经在约里给了我们丰富的祝福。
We're in this covenant of God not because how good we are. That's because God has blessed us abundantly in this covenant.
我们一致地做神喜悦的事，每天见证我们的神，就会蒙神的喜悦。
And we consistently witness our God and walk the way of the Lord, pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. Then we're in this covenant.
当我们的主基督驾云再来的时候，我们就有那白袍，我们就有在国度的这个子民的身份。
When our Lord comes in cloud, then we'll have this white garment and walk with Him.
愿神借着今天这个玛利亚献真纳达香膏这件事启示我们，来祝福我们。
May God reveal to us through the action of Mary, presenting her.Flask of ointment.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，主，今天你把这玛利亚献真纳达香膏的这件叙事，你赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you that today you give us the scene of Mary, offering her flask of ointment.
你不单是借着这件事让我们了解这一段的故事。
Not only you let us.Remind us this story.
你也不是让我们看到这献的这瓶纳达香膏的珍贵。
And not only seeing the preciousness of this nard.
你是要我们看到主玛利亚对敬畏神的这个心。
But you want to let us see the preciousness of the heart of Mary to offer.
这爱主的心是因为我们的主耶稣基督为我们完全的献上。
The love of God was because our Lord Jesus Christ offered himself completely.
他先爱了我们，我们才能爱主。
He loved us first, that we can love him.
求你的话语，求借着圣灵来苏醒我们的灵魂。
May your spirit, through your words, and revive us.
让我们也愿意像玛利亚一样把我们所珍贵的那瓶香膏献给我们的神。
So that we are willing to offer our own flask of ointment to God, like Mary.
主啊，求你圣灵引领我们，当你再来的时候，主，我们对神说，我们已经预备了主基督的再来。
May Holy Spirit guide us and lead us so that we have been well prepared when our Lord comes back.
主，我们求你的同在。
Lord, we pray for your presence.
求你的福音在我们的生命当中。
And may your gospel manifest in our lives.
也帮助我们把这福音让周围的人都能得着。
And help us to share this gospel to all the people around us.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank the Lord and praise the Lord.
这样的感恩祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.